Slacker and Steve on demand.
I want you to admit something, and not everybody's going to want to admit this, but
it's going to be true for every single one of you, though.
You have to admit that at some point you've been a bad parent.
Bad parent.
Or
bad.
Or that you had bad parents.
There you go.
But that's something that your parents did that you look back and you go, "Wow, that was messed up."
That was bad. You guys are all bad parents. Just come on and admit it just once. You know, it's okay. It'll be cathartic. Just admit that you're.
I don't think I've done anything.
Whatever.
No.
I thought you dropped your kids, taking them home.
I thought you were a kid dropper. All right. No, but you know what? That's one of the things that somebody on the. So we were looking at this blog about bad parenting.
Yeah.
And one of the people said, "You don't understand the walk of shame." Like it. I know somebody who dropped their kid in the pediatrician's office. If you're gonna drop your kid, it's the best spot to do it. Because then you're just like, "Yeah, that thug was my kid. Can somebody just come back here and do a quick X-ray on my child's head?"
Yeah, they are made out of cartilage, so that's a good thing.
We had a friend of show who tackled their kid and broke their leg. They were just playing around, and they, you know,
That's tough, having to take your child into and then having to explain. Honestly, this is what
because happened. Nothing's worse than when the doctor is like setting the leg or whatever. It's like, how this happened? Daddy did it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. That changes everything in this room.
Exactly.
Let's get a marshal in here.
Exactly.
So we got started with bad parenting. Now here's, they don't have to be like. In fact, we don't want them to be bad. Like, we want them to be the funny kind of bad because a father and two children ended up in a hospital. Okay, that's not funny.
Well,
father and two children ended up in the hospital. He hit a power pole while doing donuts in a Riverside, Ohio parking lot.
He's being a dumb dad.
Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's a bad parent or a good parent?
No, that's actually a good parent.
Right?
Yeah.
Because when it's snowy, if you don't teach your kids
how to operate a motor vehicle in inclement weather.
Or like when I first got a truck, I wanted my children to understand my truck is capable of going places that aren't on the road.
That's
and they're
true.
Like, what do you mean by that? So one time we were driving to the mailbox, I took it in between two trees and drove up on the golf course. Not the golf course by my house, though, so you guys can't come out. Commerce City Police is like, that's the guy.
Wait, no, it is right across from your house.
Different golf course.
But it was uninhabited at the time.
Yeah, this was way off. It was before there was ever.
Dude, it was a foreclosed golf course
it was. I did, you know, for a long time, I was like, forensically, they're doing that thing where they're pouring plaster of Paris into my tire tracks going, we'll find him.
It's a short sale neighborhood. Don't bother.
They didn't even try. This is a Commerce City golf course.
That's true.
But I mean, I thought I was being a good parent.
Dude, they saw you as a hero. Dad took us off road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And right now they're building a bunch of houses in my neighborhood. And I am currently, by the way, we don't want these to all be driving ones, but like I currently, so you know what it's like when they build a house, they dig a big hole in the ground.
Sure.
When they dig a big hole in the ground, there's a really big pile of dirt there.
You did?
I want to.
Oh, you got it.
I haven't.
Let me come with, too.
Oh, dude, come over.
Yeah.
And we'll go four-wheeling up.
Oh, steep incline.
Absolutely.
Then you got to park on top.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then roll down into the hole.
What?
Because there's...
And then we go right out of the hole.
I don't drive a monster truck.
A monster truck.
Just a regular Tacoma. Yeah. Anyway, the guy was driving in a Pontiac G8 GT. Don't know what it is, but he was doing power donuts. he lost control, hit a live power pole.
But see, the kids got to live, you know.
They
got to live.
And so that's their bad. My bad parent story, if I had to tell one about my mom, as I don't want to bore everybody with the whole story, but she literally made me drink spoiled milk.
She made you.
Yeah. She thought that I was complaining because she put medicine in it, but it was genuinely spoiled.
And I understand where she's coming from, too.
But she wouldn't trust me. I was like, it tastes bad. She's like, you just think that because I put acidophilus in it.
And ever since then, dude, because she didn't trust you, you've never completely trusted her.
I don't trust her. No.
Dude.
I don't.
I know.
Especially when it comes to...
Dairy?
I'm telling you. Because they do that to me all the time. Where they try to sneak stuff in and like,
oh, because it's supposed to be funny.
No, they're just because now because of that, my mom specifics bad parenting. You know the list of things that don't go in my mouth is long. So like, like whipped cream, sour cream. I know as the sentence was coming out, I'm like, that's gonna be. how do I stop the sentence? Yeah, so I don't eat whipped cream, sour cream, cream cheese, whatever.
All that.
So then they'll like bring cupcakes and they're like, no, the icing is made with unicorn tears. I'm like, I can smell the cream cheese. You're not fooling anybody. So somebody else wrote their bad parent was their own mother. They homeschooled him because mom didn't want him interacting with females.
Oh, wow. Holy.
Here's another bad parent. Wanted to send their kid to school with some good veggies.
Nice.
So they saw a V8 Fusion in the fridge and put it in their son's lunch.
Oh.
It was actually a Shock Top beer.
Oh, that's good beer.
It is a good beer.
That's a good mistake.
Not something you want to send.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another instance where Child Protective Services comes over. Bing, bong. Hey, how about the heroin needles you're going to send to the show
exactly.
And tell? So I'm hoping this is going to work. Are you guys willing to admit your parents didn't do anything wrong, right?
No, they're always...
It would be, maybe tomorrow we do bad children and you just say all the things.
There you go.
Stories for D's from Steve. All right, if you are a bad parent or you had a bad parent, we want to hear your story. Aaron?
Yeah.
Yes,
yay.
Yay.
Yay, guys.
Bad parent.
So, here's my story. I left for college. I was gone about a year. I had a falling out with my family. Ended up getting a call from my mom to come home, and she didn't tell me she had moved. So I go to our old address, and the key still worked. I go inside, walk into my old room, lay down, and get woken up a couple hours later with a couple sheriffs drawn down on me.
Jeez.
Wait a minute. So your parents sold the house?
My mom had sold the house and moved. I hadn't talked to her for over a year. And she called me, you know, emailed me a couple times, invited me to come home for the holidays, and I did. She just didn't happen to mention that she moved, so I went to the house. And
did you change your locks when you bought a new house?
First thing
you
did, right?
Was
change all the locks.
So the bedroom furniture was different, but that wasn't weird to you to just go into somebody's house and
you
lay down?
What? It was like 12:30 at night. I literally walked in, all the lights were off, assumed she was asleep, went into the bed, laid down, and obviously somebody heard me come in. It wasn't my mom.
Dang.
What did the police do? I mean, did they buy your explanation? You have like some sort of proof that used to be your house?
My ID had that address on it. My license had that address on it.
Plus,
they woke me up and interrogated me about what kind of drugs I was on for about 30 minutes.
You pointed out your old growth chart. See, it's like, that's me. My name's on it.
Oh, my God. Were you able to find your mom, or is she such a bad parent you were never... Like, oh, did I forget to mention I don't live in that state anymore? When I said, come home for the holidays.
She made amends after I about got arrested. She felt bad for it.
Wow.
I would tell you people get out of my house.
Technically.
You're in my room.
It's on mine. Wow. Thank you,
so
Aaron.
I was a stranger in my own old house.
Wow. Thanks, man. It's a pretty bad parent when your mom moves and doesn't even bother telling you. Allie?
Yay.
Yay. Bad parent.
Okay, so my parents would invite the neighbors over, and the adults would make like alcoholic drinks and stuff, and they'd pool all their change together and then throw all the coins in the pebbles and mix in the pebbles, and they'd have the kids come out, and we'd scavenge out there for hours trying to find money, and they would just drink and have their, you know, relaxation time.
Wait a minute.
Brilliant.
I don't think you understood what we were doing. We were doing bad parents.
Oh,
those are,
yes, that's a great.
It's a win-win. They get their booze, you get money.
Right.
Right?
The thing is, though, we would give it back. We'd be like, throw it again, you know? And
oh, my God, this keeps getting better.
Yeah, okay, maybe tomorrow when we do stupid kids.
Yeah.
They would literally just put coins in the yard.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. They'd like mix them in with the pebbles. We'd be like, oh, a scavenger hunt, you know? And they'd be like, yeah, we're going to go get drunk on the porch.
My children would like, they don't value money, but
oh,
I like it. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Allie. Those were good parents.
That's fun.
Olivia?
Yay.
Yay. Bad parent.
So my mom, I was in high school and I called her to pick me up from school. She didn't believe me, didn't want to do it. I told her I was sick and not feeling well. We get to the doctor, and I had walking pneumonia and the stomach flu. So
their mom, eat that.
I'm telling you, as a parent, we've all done that. Your kids, eventually you know that they know that you know that they'll skip school and pretend they have a fever. And I've done it where I'm like, I can tell you're not sick. And I sent my daughter to school and she threw up everywhere.
Dude.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And Olivia.
But you didn't have like a little something. You were like
you were
malaria and
Typhoid Mary.
Right. I'd call Child Protective Services on your mom even now. Thank you, Olivia. Bree?
Yay.
Bad parent.
Well, I was at the grocery store with my aunt, uncle, and cousin. My cousin was 2, and my uncle insisted on pushing the shopping cart with him in the front. He kept jumping onto the cart to kind of ride it through the aisles, if you guys understand what I'm
saying. Absolutely. That's the way I'd go on a cart. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, he got out to the parking lot. My aunt kept saying, don't do that. Don't do that. It's going to tip over. Guess what? Tipped over in the parking lot and broke both of my cousin's legs.
No way.
Because he got caught underneath the cart.
Two femurs in half.
Good. He's lame for the rest of his life. He's hobbled. He can't walk.
He's a part of the cart, Steve.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Your uncle feels I tell you, when you hurt your kid.
Never did that again.
Yeah, no, I bet. Not. Thank you for the call. Heather.
Yay.
Bad parent.
My dad used an old waterbed mattress, filled it up with air, and we used it as a sled.
Fun.
So we fit as many kids as we could on that sucker, sent it down the hill.
I can think of very few things less safe on the planet than that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if you were the one on the back and you hit a bump, you went flying off that.
Yeah.
You're 80 kids.
It's just.
Slacker and Steve.